那么，OK，外昆萨之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年10月9日，星期五。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的哈利·查德·马哈让，为我们继续讲述今天的国家放歌的早课，敬请聆听。哈利·克什纳。March, the verse of today is chapter 12, verse number 8.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Okay, sorry. Something jammed up.
Okay. Maharaj, so the verse you're supposed to speak today is chapter 12, verse number 8.
Jaya Radha Madhava Javiha Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Balava Gebarha Gopi Jana Balava Gebarha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yamuna Tira Nasha Yamuna Tira Nasha Jaya Radha Madhava Javiha Jaya Radha Madhava Javiha Gopi Jana Balava Devadada Gopi Jana Balava Devadada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Nati Ravana Nati Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verse 8.
我们今天读的是《博伽梵歌》第十二章的第八十节。
Mai,
Mai,
Eva,
Eva,
Eva, Mana,
Mana,
Adaspa,
Adaspa,
Mai,
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 Buddhim,
Buddhim,
Niveshaya,
Niveshaya,
Nivashishasi
Nivashishasi
Mai
Mai
Eva
Eva
Atta
Atta
Urdvam
Urdvam
Na
Na
Samsaya
Samshaya
Maeva mana adatva Mae buddhim niveshaya Niva shishyasi maeva Atta urdvam na samshasi Shaya Maeva mana adatva Mae buddhim niveshaya Neva Shishya Simayeva Ata Urdvam Nasamshaya. One more time. Mayeva Nana Adasva Maye Buddhim Neveshaya Neva Shishya Simayeva Ata Urdvam Nasamshaya.
Mayeva mana adasva mai buddhim iveshaya iva sheshasti mayeva atha buddhvam na samshaya.
Word for word. Mai.
四对字, mai.
Mai.
Mai. Maharaj.
Hari Bol.
Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, Maharaj, can you hear me?
Hare Bol.
Yes, Maharaj, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，不好意思啊，我们现在可能连线上有点问题。Sorry,
Maharaj, upon me.
Mai, 向我。
Upon me.
向我。Maharaj, can you hear me?
Sounds like we're having trouble with the connection.
Yeah, I can hear you well, but it seems that you cannot hear me.亲爱的，萨尼玛姐，您能听得见我给我掉线了？不好意思啊，给我掉线了，我们再连一下。
我能听到你和咕噜的声音都很清楚，但是你们之间好像听
不清。对，但是咕噜那，对，我能听见他的声，但是他好像听不见我。
他听不到我们。
那他现在，对，他现在掉线了。
Hare Krishna Maharaj。
哦呦。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Are we on again?
Yes,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, upon me.
Upon
Eva,
me.
Certainly.
Eva, 肯定.
Mana, mind.
Mana, 心念.
Adaswa, fix.
Adaswa, 专注
Mai, upon me.
Mai, 与我
Buddhim, intelligence.
Buddhim, 智力
Niveshaya.
Niveshaya.
Apply.
以使用 使用
Niveshishasi.You will live.
你将生活。
Mai, in me.
Mai, 在我之中。
Urdvam, thereafter.
Urdvam, 此后。
Na, never.
Na, 永不。
Samshaya, doubt.
Samshaya, 怀疑
Translation. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always, without a doubt.
译文，你只要一心想着我，至尊人格守神，全神贯注于我，就会毫无疑问地永远生活在我之中。
Report. Yao Su. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
要旨由 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。
One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord, so there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning.A devotee does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are not different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts his eatable. And when the devotee becomes Krishnized by eating the remnant, one who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so, although the process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures.
一个为主 Krishna 做奉爱服务的人，在生活中与至尊主有一种直接的关系，所以他的地位毫无疑问的从一开始就是超然的。奉献者不是生活在物质的层面上，而是生活在 Krishna 之中。至尊主的圣名与至尊主没有区别，因此当一个奉献者吟诵和吟唱 Hare Krishna 时， Krishna 与他的内在能量就会在奉献者的舌头上跳舞。当他向 Krishna 供奉食物时， Krishna 直接接受这些食物，而奉献者通过吃这些供奉的食物就变得 Krishna 化。不做这种服务的人理解不了事物怎么会是这样的，尽管薄伽梵歌和其他伟大文献都推荐了这个方法。
OK, so there's a little commentary by Brijan Prabhu from his book Surrender to Me.
Brijan Prabhu 在他的向我臣服中呢，就这个世界也做出了一些评述。
So the Gyani, they try to fix their mind on the unmanifested and the reality of spiritual existence, trying to understand there is not a body.
Sorry, Marge.
The Gyanis, they try to meditate on this unknown thing. So that's what Krishna is saying from the beginning. This is very difficult.
Okay. 那就是他们呢试图要去冥想着这并没有显现的事物。
Because Arjuna asked Krishna which is better.
因为 Arjuna 他向 Krishna 询问，那么因为 Arjuna 向 Krishna 询问哪一种方法更好，所以呢这会儿 Krishna 在向 Arjuna 在做出解释，告诉他哪一种方法最好，应该怎么做。
So Krishna's direct order to his devotee is given here. Always fix your mind on my all-attractive beautiful form.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这里呢是给了这个奉献者一个非常的具体的一个训示，就是总是把心意专注在至尊人格守神的人格的形象上。
And to make that strong, emphasize, he says.Three times he says, Mayi, to me.
然后呢他在这里面是反复强调了，在这里面重复了 Mayi 这个词重复了三次，也就是说呢把你的注意力专注于我， Mayi 是我，对我。
And Krishna says that so many times, me and mine.
Krishna 在整部薄伽梵歌里面呢说我和我的，反复的重复了这个概念。
By always meditating on Krishna, along with the Shastra direction, one will undoubtedly always live with Krishna.
那在 Krishna 和经典的这个训示中呢，就是如果要是总是把心意，就把自己的注意力专注于 Krishna 的身上的话，那也就意味着他始终能够和生活和 Krishna 生活在一起。
So Krishna has explained this most advanced stage. Always think of Krishna and passion and transcendental affection. It means service.
那么 Krishna 在这里面讲到呢，就是处于最精进的阶段，就是他总是会冥想着 Krishna 的超然的形体，并且呢总是在为 Krishna 从事着超然的爱心服务。
Because constant remembrance of Krishna's exalted consciousness.One naturally wonders, what practice should I follow if I can't always remember Krishna?
因为当一个人他总是在冥想着 Krishna 的超然形体的时候，那他也就很自然的会想一个问题， 就是我应该为 Krishna 去做一些什么样的服务，从而我总是能够想着他这超人的躯体呢，这超人的形体呢。
So these next verses, it's a real example of how merciful Krishna is.
所以呢，在下面这个诗节里面呢，是展现的 Krishna 是多么仁慈的一个例子。
Because he, after saying, you know, just fix your mind on me all the time, he then starts to say, well, if you can't do that, then you can, you know, and he starts listing off all the other things you can do.
因为 Krishna 他对 Arjuna 就是他说了，总是要把他的就是要总是要把注意力集中在他的身上。但是呢，如果要是做不到这一点的话，怎么办呢？那么 Krishna 就在下面的这些诗节里面，解答了就是讲述了这个备选的方案。如果做不到这一点的话，那又该怎么做呢
？Step by step, so.You know, if you can't do this, you can do this, you can do that, because everybody's on a different level. So, but everyone can do something that's moving towards the top.
因为是一种循序渐进的过程，因为每一个人呢都是处在不同的层面上的，所以呢每一个人他都可以从事一点点的这个活动或者事情，能够让他离这个终点要更加的近一些。
Well, that's why Krishna in the beginning, he described many different kinds of yoga. Because there's many different kinds of people at different levels.
所以在最开始的时候呢 ,Krishna 他就解释了有各种各样不同的瑜伽，因为呢有各种各样的人处在各种各样不同的层面上。
And because there's so many different kinds of people, there's also many different kinds of religions, and, you know, everybody can.Immediately jump to the topmost surrender. But that's why Krishna provides all kinds of steps. It's like school. They have kindergarten and they have graduate school.
因为所有的人呢他都是处于不同的宗教，因为每个人有不同的信仰，有不同的这个宗教的修习，而且每个人还处在不同的层面，所以呢不可能大家都能一下子就跨到这个顶峰上去。那就好像我们上学也一样，我们有这个初级的学校，然后我们有上完了这个初级学校之后呢，我们还有大学，之后还有研究生的课程。
Anything, it's step by step, gradually move up.
任何一件事情都是循序渐进的过程，那么遵循这个循序渐进的过程呢，就能够逐渐的取得进步。
So that's Krishna's mercy.
这就是 Krishna 的仁慈。
So, let's see again. So that's, you know, what we're trying to do. That's our bhakti yoga. But Krishna is very kind, you know.It'll say you should chant 24 hours a day, you should think of Krishna. But he accepts if we try every day at least to do 16 rounds.
那 Krishna 他其实跟我们说呢，我们应该一天24小时都应该念诵，一天24小时都应该想着他。但是呢，那 Krishna 他也接受，就如果我们要是不能够做到这一点，那我们每天要是能够花一点时间去努力的接近他。然后花一点时间来念诵的话呢，他也是接受的，所以 Krishna 是非常的慈悲的。
But my Prabhupada has been very kind, so you know he's provided so many pictures of Krishna, and when the scripture describes Krishna's form, so if we read and study and we keep these pictures, then gradually we get attached and we can remember Krishna.
那就像舍尔帕帕他也是非常慈悲的，他给我们提供了这么多关于 Krishna 的图片，然后呢也给了我们这么多的描述 Krishna 的活动的经典，所以如果我们要是不断的去看着 Krishna 的图片，然后呢不断的去阅读跟 Krishna 相关的这个经典的话，那逐渐的我们慢慢的内心中就会总想着 Krishna 了。
And then if we can remember Krishna, That's perfection.
如果我们要是能够老记着 Krishna 的话，那那就是完美。
And the devotee asked Prabhupada, well, what if at the time of death you can't remember Krishna, but you can remember the spiritual master?
那位奉献者他就询问说爸爸，他说如果要是在死亡的时候，如果是记不住 Krishna, 但是能够记住灵性导师的话，会怎么样？
And Prabhupada said, well, the spiritual master is remembering Krishna, so that's the whole
thing. Maharaj, I didn't hear the whole thing. Could you say it again?
Prabhupada said the spiritual master is remembering Krishna. So if you remember the spiritual master, then that's also good.
那么释迦牟尼佛说呢，因为灵性导师他心里是时刻记着 Krishna 的，所以说呢，如果你要是能够记住灵性导师而记不住 Krishna 的话呢，那这也挺好，也是一个可能。
It's based by the mercy of the spiritual master. That's known about Krishna.
因为其实我们是在灵性导师的仁慈之下，这样我们才能够了解 Krishna。
So I'm going to read a couple more verses because they all go, and it's a very wonderful, you know, way of understanding our own position, where, how we should be doing, and also for preaching. We can't push people higher than they suitable for, but Krishna is giving.What different people can do.
Yeah, 所以呢，我现在呢要再多读几个诗节，因为这些诗节呢都是相关的，而且呢这些诗节都非常的美妙。那么我们通过读这些诗节呢，就可以了解我们现在所处在的这个状况是什么。而且呢，我们也知道，当我们在传教的时候，我们不能够就是去使劲的推动那些还没有达到这个层面的人。我们也知道我们在传教的时候应该怎么做。
So text number 9, chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita.
第十二章的第九十节。
Atichitam samadatam na shaknosi maestaram abhyasa yogena ato mam ichchaptum dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna,A winner of wealth. If you cannot fix your mind on me without deviation, follow the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me.
译文，我亲爱的尔朱呢，赢得财富的人呐、啊，你如果不能够毫不分心的全神贯注于我，那就遵守奉爱服务的规范守则，以培养到我那里的愿望。
So that's.Basically, where we're at, you know, we're trying to follow the basic sadhana.
那么我这个其实就讲的是我们现在所处的这种状态。我们现在呢，就想去顺守这规范的 sadhana, 基本的 sadhana.
In that way, we think of Krishna at least sometimes, and then gradually we think of Krishna more and more.
那以这样的方式呢，我们就能够在有的时候呢，能够想起 Krishna 来，那逐一渐进呢，我们就能够越来越多的想着 Krishna。
Like the gopis, they always think of Krishna.
比如像 gopi 们，他们总是在想着 Krishna。
Coward boys also. Everyone
is thinking of Krishna. 牧牛童们也总是想着 Krishna， 在 Vrindavan 的所有的人都时刻想着 Krishna。
So they don't have to go to Mahalartik or chant 16 rounds and things like that because they're totally absorbed in Krishna already. They've done all that, you know, previous lifetime.
所以呢，他们其实不需要每天念十六圈，每天也不需要去蒙格尔阿尔提，因为他们其实是一天中无时无刻的不沉醉在 Krishna 的冥想之中，因为他们之前的这些这个规范修行已经在之前的生死里面都已经休息完了。
So, purport. In this verse, two different processes of Bhakti Yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed attachment for Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental love. And the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Personality transcendental.
这节诗呢，说明了两种不同程序的奉爱瑜伽。第一种适用于以超然的爱培养了对至尊人格首神 Krishna 的真正的依恋之人，另一种适用于没有以超然的爱培养对至尊主的依恋的人。对第二种人来说呢，有各种稳定好的规范守则可以让他们遵守，以便最终升到依恋 Krishna 的阶段。
The first is what was in the previous verse, just me always. And the second one is this. The second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna.
所以说呢，这第一种呢，就是在之前的这个师节里面所提到的，这人他总是在想着 Krishna， 而这第二种呢是。他有这种规定好的规范和原则，然后最终呢，他就能提升到对 Krishna 的依恋的阶段。
Bhakti Yoga is the purification of the senses. At the present moment in material existence, the senses are always here, being engaged in sense gratification. But by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, these senses can become purified.And in the purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord. In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some masters, but I don't lovingly serve my master. I simply serve to get some money.
奉爱瑜伽是净化感官的方法。在物质的存在中，感官总是不纯净，总是追求感官享乐，但是。练奉爱瑜伽可以净化这些感官，在纯净的状态中，感官直接接触了至尊主。在这个物质的存在中，我也许为某个主人做某种服务，但却不是出于真爱而为我的主人服务，我只是为了得到一些钱才服务。
And the master also is not in love. He takes service from me and pays me, so there's no question of love.But for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. That stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service, performed with the present senses.
而主人对我也没有爱，他接受我的服务，然后付给我酬劳，所以不存在爱。但对于灵性生活来说呢，一个人必须要上升到纯粹的爱的阶段，练习用现在感官做奉爱服务，就可以达到那个爱的阶段。
Yeah, I just was going to say. So that's the mercy of the Bhakti Yoga that, like my body meditation, you have to just stop. You're not supposed to see anything or hear anything or feel anything. But in Bhakti Yoga, we can see the form of Krishna, we can hear the kirtan, the name of Krishna, we can hear the Bhagavad Gita, and we can utilize all our senses for purified activity. So it's.
所以说呢，这就是 Bhakti Yoga 的仁慈所在。那么作为 Mayavadi 来说呢，他们是要停止一切的感官活动，他们认为这一切都是不存在的，所以呢，他们什么也不去做。但是呢，在 Bhakti Yoga 里面呢，我们会进行 Kirtan， 然后呢，我们会和奉献者联谊，我们也会去这个阅读薄伽梵歌、薄伽瓦坛，我们还会这个唱诵。那么所以说呢，在这个Bhakti 瑜伽里面，我们可以通过所有的这些活动来净化我们的感官。
So it describes Maharaj Ambarish in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He used his eyes for seeing the deities. He used his legs for walking to the temple. He used his head for bowing down in the temple. He used his nose for smelling the incense and flowers.
那比如说呢
That way we can use all our senses.Instead of trying not to have any senses.
那比如说在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面呢，就描述了 Ambarish 王他如何将他的所有的感官都致力于对 Krishna 的服务中。他用他的眼睛去看神像，用他的双腿走向庙里， 他用他的头顶拜至尊主。那么就是所以这样的这种方式呢，就可以让自己的感官都活跃起来，去从事这个奉爱服务的活动，而不是像 Mayavadi 那样就停止了所有的感官的活动。
And we can use our mind for thinking how to serve Krishna, remembering Krishna.
然后呢，还有就是将心意专注于如何去思考，去想着 Krishna， 如何去记忆 Krishna。
Can't stop the mind; it's active.
是没有办法不能停止心意的活动，因为这心意呢，它始终都是非常活跃的。这心意它必须得想着什么事儿。
Scientists done experiments, so they made a room where it's somehow absolutely quiet, can't hear anything.
那这个科学家们他们做了一个实验，做了一个对比实验。那其中的一个房间呢，把它弄得是完全的安静，任何一个丁点的声音都能够被听到。
I don't know how they did that. And when people go in there, they say it's the noisiest place they've ever been. They can't stand it.
那当然我不知道他们是怎么把这个地方弄得如此安静的。但是呢，当人们走进这样的一个房间以后呢，他就会觉得心绪很烦乱，他觉得他没有办法待在这个地方。
But there's no sound. It's just their mind just hears so many things.
因为这个房间里它虽然是寂静无声的，但是他的这个心意使他能够听到各种各样的声音。
But if we're chanting the holy name, then we can absorb the mind in.Pure name of Krishna and purify.
但是呢，如果我们要是念诵 Hare Krishna 的唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的话呢，我们就可以让这个心意呢去专注在这个圣名上，然后呢可以把这个心意从而得到净化。
Okay, this love of God is now in a dormant state in everyone's heart, and there, love of God is manifested in different ways.But it is contaminated by material association. Now the heart has to be purified of the material association, and that dormant natural love for Krishna has to be revived. That is the whole process.
接着读药旨，每个人心中呢具有这种对神的爱，现在正处在休眠的阶段。对神的爱是在心里以不同的形式展示的，但受到了物质的污染。现在呢，必须要净化心中的物质污染，使休眠着的对 Krishna 自然的爱得以复苏。这就是整个程序。
So that's dormant. That word Prabhupada used a lot. It's there, but it's like asleep. The natural love for Krishna, we forget about it.
师父法呢，经常会用冬眠的这个词。就是它是一种睡眠的状态，所以呢，这个对 Krishna 的本来的自然的爱本来就在那儿的，但是现在呢，这个爱睡着了。
So we want to wake up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.
对，我们希望能够醒过来 ，Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that like it's like she is calling.Wake up, sleeping souls. We're sleeping like sleepwalking. Sometimes people sleepwalk. They're actually asleep, but they're walking around.
那么Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他写了这首祷文，是主在呼唤着我们，赶紧醒过来，赶紧醒过来，从 Maya 的这个迷幻中醒过来。因为有的时候呢，这个人们他，因为人他其实是现在处在一种这个。睡眠的这种状态，而且有的时候呢还会一边睡一边走，那就有那种梦游的人。
But that's actually the way everyone is. Daydreaming and night dreaming.
那有的人他是处在梦游的状态，但其实每一个人现在都是睡在一个，这都是处在一个梦游的状态，无论是做白日梦还是在晚上睡觉的时候做梦，都是处在梦境之中。
According to our contact with the modes of nature, modes of nature just making us go on to do things if we're not trying to serve Krishna.
那我们取决于如何被物质自然的属性所吸引。那么这物质自然的属性呢，就驱使着我们去做这件事儿，去做那件事儿。如果我们要是不去为 Krishna 做服务的话，我们就是被这个物质自然属性牵着鼻子在走，牵着鼻子在走。
To practice the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles.One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple, and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna.
接着读钥匙，必须在一位有经验的灵性导师的指导之下，去实践奉爱瑜伽的规范守则，从各遵从固定的原则，即清晨早起沐浴，进庙供奉祷文，并吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna.
Then collect flowers to offer the deity, cook food to offer the deity, take prasadam and everything.
然后呢，为神像采集鲜花，献上鲜花，供奉食物，然后呢，供奉给神像，然后再吃下 prasadam.
These are various rules and regulations which one should follow.
这些呢是人们需要去遵守的规范守则。
And one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees.
而且人呢应该不断的从纯粹的奉献者那里去聆听佛家梵歌和圣典佛家瓦坛。
This can help anyone to rise to the level of love of God, and then he assured itProgress into the kingdom of God.
这项训练呢，可以帮助所有的人提升到爱神的层面，使他们随后无疑会升入神的灵性的王国。
This practice, Bhakti Yoga, the rules and regulations, with the direction of the spiritual master.Surely bring onto the stage of love of God.
而这在一位灵性导师的指导下，按照规定守则练奉爱瑜伽，必定把人带到爱神的阶段。
So I have to say that this is like a classic purport. Everything is here.
那我必须再说呢，这是一个非常经典的要旨，因为在这个要旨里面呢，涵盖了所有的内容。
And then we should understand how fortunate we are that we have all these things.
而且呢，我们也应该理解我们是多么的幸运，因为我们有所有的这些信息。
Okay, so comment by Bhurijan Prabhu.
这里面有一些Srila Bhurijan Prabhu 所为我们提供的评注。
So Krishna has already discussed this a little bit.
那 Krishna 他已经，那么 Krishna 他对于如何休息着去想着 Krishna 的这个话题呢，已经进行了些许的探讨。
I'm just repeating.Under the guidance of the guru, we should practice getting up, chanting, having a bath, you know. Especially this month, this is Purushottam month, and what's recommended is to rise early and chant the name of God, and rise early, have a bath, chant the name of God.
那这个在灵性导师的指导之下呢，我们应该清晨早起，然后沐浴，然后呢念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗，特别是在这个 Purushottam 的月里面呢。更加应该这么做，应该早起，应该沐浴，然后呢，来念诵。
Of course, devotees, we should be doing that anyway.
那当然，作为奉献者来讲，我们本来就应该这么做。
But there's other things we want to study about Krishna. We want to become more deeply into Krishna.
但是呢，还有一些其他的这些关于 Krishna 的信息，我们也需要去研习的，这样呢，让我们能够更深的。潜入对 Krishna 的冥想之中。
So Burin Johnson write quite a bit here.
Burin 跑步在这里写了还挺多的信息。
So from the Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami quotes the Padma Purana that the goal of all the sadhana practices is to remember Krishna.
是了 Rupa Goswami 在《奉爱的甘露》中引述了 Padma Purana 莲花往事书中的诗句。他说呢，对于我们每一个人的这个修习 Sadhana 的最终的目标，就是为了要the goal is to think of Krishna, right?
The goal of Sadhana is to remember Krishna.
Yeah.那就是这我们 sadhana 的最终的目标，就是为了要记住 Krishna。
Sometimes we, you know, mechanical. We just chant. Okay, I chanted, but it was more or less like a digital chanting. You know, we just repeating something without really thinking about it.
那有的时候呢，我们这念诵呢，就变成一种机械化的念诵，或者变成一种数字化的念诵。虽然我们在念，但其实我们脑子里根本就没有。进去根本就没想。
We need to have attentive chanting. If this is Krishna, I'm a servant of Krishna. How can I really serve Krishna?
那我们应该呢是非常专注的念诵。我们应该在想着这是 Krishna。那我呢要这个想着 Krishna， 我如何能够为 Krishna 来做奉，能做一些服务呢？我在念诵 Krishna 的名字。
Now the statement in the Padma Purana says, and we hear this a lot in English, smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavyo na jatu chit sarvavidhi nishedha shur etayor na kinka. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always remember, he should always remember and never forget Krishna.
那么在 Padma Purana 的莲花往事书中里边这样讲到 Krishna 他是Vishnu 的就原是 Vishnu 的起源，那你应该时刻都想着 Krishna。
So in that smarta in that let's say Hari Bhava philosophy there is many so many rules and regulations especially for Brahmanas for deity worship But here I'm saying that the real purpose of all these things is to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Some people, they never remember Krishna, but they remember all the rules.
那所以呢在这里面就讲到了其实所有的这些规范和守则它终极的原则呢就是永远都记住 Krishna 时刻都不要忘记 Krishna 但是有很多时候呢人们根本就没有想起 Krishna 来他想的只是所有的这些规范和守则
And sometimes they're busy noticing that other people don't follow the rules
而且呢有的时候呢他还特别的这个忙着去关注着其他的人是不是有去遵守所有的这些规范和守则。
So it says all the rules and regulations that are in the scriptures should be servants of these two. The goal is to remember Krishna and not forget Krishna.
那么所以呢，这里面就提到了，在这经典里面所有提到的这些规范和守则，全部都是为了要服务于这最核心的原则，就是永远都要记住 Krishna。永远都不要忘记 Krishna.
But then the question is that what if you can't practice?
那然后 Krishna 又说了，可是如果要是你要是不能够去练习这一点怎么办？
So then the next is, you know, say, okay, then you can do something else.
那所以在下一个世界里面 Krishna 就说了，那好吧，那你也可以去做一些其他的事情。
Well, we won't go any further, but We hear that one. Always remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
那我们今天呢就不再接着往下讲了，但是呢我们一定要记住这个原则，就是永远都要记住 Krishna， 永远都不要忘记他，永远都不要忘记 Krishna。
So we might think, well, what's the difference between remembering Krishna and not forgetting Krishna？
那也许可能我们就在想，那记住 Krishna 跟不忘记 Krishna 之间有啥区别呢？
So that's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
But it's two sides of the same coin, I guess.
那这应该是在一个一个硬币上的两个面。
So with that, you know, it's, I know myself, I'm always forgetting Krishna. Don't even, I mean,
那我知道我自己是因为，那么所以我知道我自己因为总是忘记，处于忘记 Krishna 的状态，所以总得向 Krishna 祈祷。
Krishna always excuse us, but pray that somehow or other we can remember Krishna's in the heart, he's directing everything, everything.
那么因为 Krishna 呢，他其实总能原谅我们，但是他能接受我们的借口，但是呢。我们应该就是通过祈祷在我们的内心中知道那 Krishna 他其实总是在为我们提供着指导，他会向我们指引着我们要前行的方向，那这样的话我们就能够记着他。
So we should do things that are pleasing to Krishna.
所以呢我们应该做一些让 Krishna 高兴的事儿。
The first twothings of surrender, we wonder what is surrender, right? Mysterious.
So the first
do whatever is favorable to Krishna.
对，那首先呢，就是我们要向 Krishna 皈依，然后呢，我们要做一些有利于 Krishna 的事情。无论做什么事情，都要有利于 Krishna.
And not do what's unfavorable.
而不要去做那些对 Krishna 不利的事儿。
So we learn from the spiritual master, especially we learn from the nectar devotion.
嗯、
you know what Krishna likes and what Krishna doesn't like, how to do the deity worship, how to, you know, deal with devotees, everything is explained.
那我们从灵性导师那里，特别是从奉爱的甘露那里呢，去学到了我们应该做一些，就是怎么做一些哪些事情是让 Krishna 开心的，以及呢怎么去做这些事儿。比如说，当我们在崇拜神像的时候应该怎么做呀？或者是当我们和奉献者联谊的时候应该怎么做呀？所以呢，在这个经典里面，对于所有这些细节的信息呢，都是提供了的。
Okay, so there's a wonderful purport.
You mean the verse of today?
Reading a few more times.
You mean the verse
number
nine? Okay. 所以说呢，就是今天我们所读的这个诗节第九节诗的这个要旨是非常非常美妙的，所以呢，我们也应该多读它几次。
Actually, they're all wonderful, but some of them it's very obvious. Somehow you see how.
那实际上所有的这些要旨呢都是非常美妙的，但是有些要旨呢它给我们提供了非常的显而易见的信息。
All right, so see if we get any inquiries from the
那个讲课呢就先到这儿。Marge 问看看大家有没有什么问题，有没有什么询问，想探个究竟的询问。Yeah, the question from 阳光灿烂，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，感恩谢谢您，请问知觉和意识的区别是什么？ Krishna 知觉和 Krishna 意识一样吗？ Okay, Maharaj, she's asking a question about the different way to translate the consciousness in Chinese. I don't know how do you answer this question. Let me try to. Well, because some of the version in our book, we translate Krishna consciousness as Krishna consciousness, and some other versions of the book we translate as the Krishna awareness. So she's asking what are the differences in between of these two things. Are they the same?
You have to repeat it.
She's asking a translation question in between of the two different way of translating the word of a consciousness in Chinese. You know, for some of the books, we translate it as the Krishna consciousness. And some of the other books, we translate it as Krishna awareness. So, but actually both of them are Krishna consciousness. So she's asking what are the differences in between of the two versions. I don't know, really, you're the one to answer the question because this is kind of a translation issue.
Yeah, that's curious. Awareness and consciousness are definitely very similar. If you look at, I'm looking in the English dictionary, synonyms, you know, similar words. So consciousness is listed as a synonym of awareness.
那因为其实说实话啊，就是咱们这个 Krishna 知觉跟 Krishna 意识，这是由于翻译的原因导致了咱们的书籍上有两个这个不同的版本。那刚才我在把这个问题翻给 Guru 的时候呢，我就故意用了两个不同的词来说知觉和意识。那然后 Guru 呢就查了这两个词在字典里面的翻译。那么 awareness 和 consciousness 这两个词在英文里面本来就是两个同义词。
So I don't think there's a lot of difference.
所以说呢，知觉和意识之间并没有那么多的区别。
And in the English dictionary, for the definition of consciousness, it says awareness.
那所以说呢，就是在这个在这个英文字典里面，对于意识的这个解释，它给这个意识的有一个近义词，就是知觉、觉知。
So there's always many ways of saying the same thing.
所以呢，就是。对于描述一个词，总是就是描述一个意思，总是有不同的词来描述。
And you know, different people prefer different ways for whatever reason. And as long as it's the same thing, it's all right.
所以说呢，无论出于什么样的原因呢，可能不同的人他喜欢用不同的表达方式，但其实表达来表达去呢，表达都是一个意思。
Okay, interesting question.
Yeah, 但是这问的是一个很有意思的问题。请问还有别的问题吗？
暂时还没有。
Maharaj, there is no questions for now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's Rajendra?
Yeah, but Rajendra. Rajendra Prabhu, it seems that he's not attend the class today. He's busy with something else.
Yeah, he's busy too. Usually we have so many questions.
通常来说啊，Rajendra Prabhu是总是有很多的问题。You know, Marge, and today is because the first day for everyone to go back to work. So, Now here is a question from Radha Nanda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Maharaj, 心意极难驾驭，一会儿是敌人，一会儿是朋友，全在于我们能否把控它。而至尊主 Krishna 说，在所有的感官中我是心意，如此知道了心意之所以强大的原因，作为卑微无知渺小的受限制的个体灵魂，就只能够通过圣名和祈祷才能够征服我们不安不稳的心意，可以这样认知吗？谢谢翻译，谢谢主持人，谢谢您。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. The mind is very hard to be controlled. Sometimes the mind is the enemy and sometimes the mind is the friend. It really depends on if we can manipulate it. However, Lord Krishna said that among all the senses, I am the mind. So from this statement, we realize that why the mind is so powerful. So as a very humble, ignorant, small, and conditioned jiva soul, so the only way for us to pacify the mind is to chanting the holy name and pray to the Lord. In that way, we actually can conquer the mind. So is this the right way to understand? I might have the right perspective about this. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
是的，您这个理解是对的。
Chanting, hearing, associating with devotees, all these things help us. And Prabhupada said the best way to control the mind is to think about how to give the holy name to others, how to spread the holy name.
唱诵、聆听以及和奉献者联谊，所有的这些都是很有益的，帮助我们去去这个控制我们的心意的。那么Srila Prabhupada说呢？我们最好的去控制心意的方法就是总是想着如何把圣名分享给其他的人。The next question from Chen Juan Mataji, 顶拜 Gurudev, 感谢翻译和主播，谢谢您。如果生活中不练习想着 Krishna, 那么就处在做白日梦的状态中吗？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that if in our daily life, if we don't practice of always thinking of Krishna, absorbing Krishna, that means we are in a state of daydreaming, right?
Again?
He is saying that in our daily life, if we are not practicing of thinking of Krishna,means that we are in the state of daydreaming. Is that right? If we are not thinking of Krishna, then we're in the daydreaming. 是的。
But we've gone over that. Like some of the things we do for our job or something, we have to concentrate on what we're doing. But if we're at the same time, whenever we keep regular...chanting and hearing and thinking of Krishna, then we can offer all that to Krishna and he'll accept it as all Krishna's energy that we're feeling.
实际上是这样的，但是我们在一天中我们有时候从事的工作的时候，我们其实必须要让自己的这个注意力要专注在我们的工作上，但是呢就是我们如果在这一天中还能够安排让自己有规律的去念诵聆听去做这些活动的话，以这样的方式去想着 Krishna 的话，那也就意味着我们可以把我们的这个工作上的这个活动作为对 Krishna 的一种献祭，献给 Krishna。那么，因为这个工作或者我们做工作的时候，这种状态其实都是 Krishna 的能量在完成的。The next question from Anand.
Don't feel really bad.Just try to think of Krishna as much as possible. That's why we have, you know, a fixed number of jobs and things we do regularly so that, you know, and that Krishna gives us credit that we're thinking of him every day.
Gradually
we get more purified.
其实呢，我们就是要尽量的去想着 Krishna， 这也就为什么在我们的规范的休息生活中，我们会有固定要念的这个圈数，以及呢，我们有就是要有这个一天中的这个规范休息的这些生活。那么以这样的这种方式呢， Krishna 他其实就会知道，哦，我们实际上是通过这些方式正努力的在想着他，然后慢慢的呢，我们通过做这些活动，我们就能够得到净化。那 Krishna 他会是给我们记，他会给我们记功的。
Say a very extreme example, like a woman has baby.
比如说我们现在给一个很极端的例子，比如说呢，一个正在怀孕的这个女子。
So taking care of the baby is dirty work sometimes. It takes a lot of energy.
就不是怀孕呢，就这个女子她有一个小宝宝，那她这个她有的时候呢，他就真的是得花很大的力气去照顾这个孩子，然后呢还给这个孩子去擦屎擦尿啊，做一些很就是脏的事儿。
So she might think, well, I won't take care of the baby. I just want to go and chant.
那有时候你可能就会在想，我不想照顾这孩子了，我现在就想去念诵，我就想去读《博伽梵歌》《博伽瓦坛》。
That would be very bad.
那可能就会变得很糟糕。
So, yeah, because of our karma in the material world to maintain the body, so because with the body we can serve Krishna, we have to do things where we have to concentrate on those things, and it's not directly Krishna. But if we're hearing and chanting regularly, Krishna accepts, you know, we're offering our life to him.
那因为我们是处在这个物质躯体之中，所以呢，我们也必须要这个做相应的事情来照顾我们的这个物质躯体。那么，当我们再去照顾物质躯体的时候呢，也就意味着我们并没有直接的去照去服务 Krishna。但是，如果我们要是有规律的去聆听、唱诵、去做这三大的休息的话，那么也就意味着Krishna 他能够看到我们做的所有的事情都是努力的在去服务他。Marge, you finish this question? Are you ready for the next question? Yeah, the next question is from Anran. Anran, 请问 Guru 知觉和个体灵魂的关系？谁引导谁？ Marge, my question is that what's the relationship in between of the consciousness and the jiva soul? Who is the one to direct who?Is the conscious to direct the jiva soul, or the jiva soul to be directed by the consciousness?
The jiva soul is conscious. Consciousness. Without the soul and the body, there's no consciousness.
这个个体灵魂它就是知觉。如果要是在这躯体里面要是没有灵魂的话，那也就没有知觉了。
Consciousness means life.
那这个知觉也就意味着生命。
So the consciousness is the nature of the soul, not separate.
那么知觉呢？它是个体灵魂的本性，所以知觉和个体灵魂是分不开的。The next question.
A good question.
Yeah. 但是安然妈就问的这是一个非常好的问题。So the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He's here now. Gan Maharaj, Krishna 从高到低为我们推荐了灵修的渐进方法。问题是师节十一属于功利性活动、善报活动，不能导致奉爱服务。那 Krishna 还推荐这个方法，他是为什么呢？Amar, thank you very much. Lord Krishna recommended the gradual process of the spiritual practice from high to low. But the question is that verse 11 actually is a kind of karma kanda activity. So it is activity for karmic reactions, it cannot really lead to the devotional service. But still, Krishna recommended it this way. So what's the purpose for him to do so?
That's if you can't do anything else, you do that. But by doing karmakanda properly, pious activities, and then you'll get purified and be able to do just more. That was what I tried to say in the beginning, step by step. So Krishna's saying, if you can't do this, you can't do that, then you can do this. It's just like in sports or in yoga or, you know, hatha yoga. You know, you can't stand on one foot with your other leg sticking straight up in the air or something, but you can do something that's much easier. But eventually you might be able to do this difficult.
那Krishna 他在说呢，如果你要是做不了其他的，你就来做这个功利性活动。那么这功利性活动呢，其实是一种虔诚的功利性活动。那么经过这种虔诚的功利性活动呢，就可以导致人能够逐渐的导向这个奉爱服务。那么就好像我们在做运动或者在瑜伽的时候，我们最开始的时候是没有办法把这个这个一条腿撑着，完另外一条腿就挂在空中，这样高高这么举着。但是呢，我们可以先是循序渐进的做一些其他的动作，然后慢慢的呢，让自己能够达到这样的，就是这个高难度的这个动作。
So it's not like it's not the first thing. The first thing he's saying is think of me all the time. But if you can't do that, then you can practice this. You know, if you can't do something, at least do something. That's good for you.
所以 Krishna 并没有说一开始就建议去从事这些功利性活动。他最开始说的是完全的想着我。但如果你要是完全不能完全想着我的话呢，那就先去做一些其他的事情。但是呢，无论怎样，首先得先迈出这一步才行啊，就得先做点啥。
All right.
Yes. Now is everything. Okay, here, 快乐女神，怎么能知道自己处在灵修的哪个阶段呢？How do we know that which stage we are on for the spiritual practice?
Well, we can just see what we're capable of, and we can inquire from other devotees. They can guide us.
那首先呢，我们可以看到我们。
We have a spiritual master. Spiritual master engages everyone different.
那首先呢，我们要看到我们有什么能力能够做到。然后呢，我们可以向旁边的年长的奉献者，向灵性导师去询问，然后呢，他们可以给我们以指导。那所以就为什么我们会有灵性导师
？Like Srila Prabhupada in the early days, you know, many devotees were smoking cigarettes.
哦，对，还有就是灵性导师他对于每一个这个奉献者他做出的这个指导都是相应不一样的。比如说呢，在早期，舍利帕帕他看到很多奉献者都在抽烟。
So he said, you know, if you want to smoke cigarette, you have to go outside.
所以呢，他就说，如果你要想抽烟的话呢，你就得到外边去抽。
And then you should think, my spiritual master doesn't like this.
然后呢，你一边抽着，一边还得在想，我的灵性导师不喜欢我抽烟。
And then try to smoke every day. If you're smoking 20 cigarettes, reduce by one every day. It might sound like he was saying smoke, but he really was saying don't smoke.
So, I'm sorry, if I smoke 20...
You know, it's very hard. If you're smoking 20, reduce it to 19, the next day 18.
Okay. 那然后呢, 比如说我今天, 我现在每天都得抽20根烟。 可是呢, 就想着我的灵性导师不行, 我抽烟这件事呢, 那我今天抽20, 明天我就抽19根, 后天我抽18根, 就每天比每天都少抽那么一根。 那么,苏拉巴巴他在这里面, 虽然在跟奉献者说呢, 你可以这样去抽烟, 但其实他真正的意思呢, 就是说不要抽了。
So really he was saying don't smoke. But,
所以他真正说的是别抽。
Someone might say, well, he told me to go outside and smoke. He did. But he was really telling him to not.
那所以有些人他就会觉得灵性导师给我的这个指导呢,是要让我到门外去抽烟。他的确跟我说到门外去抽烟,但实际上他的这个训示实际上是就别抽了。So
there's many people, you know, they don't want to book, they don't want to chant, but they'll give donation for helping people. So we take the donation, we encourage them, and but they get purified by that, or they'll take prasadam, but they won't chant. Then they get purified.
比如说有些人呢，他其实不想看书，他也不想念诵，但是呢，他会为了帮助别人而给予布施。 那所以呢，我们就会接受他的布施，以这样的方式呢，他通过布施得到了净化。还有一些人呢，他也不想念诵，但是他喜欢荣耀普沙的，那么他也通过能够荣耀普沙的而得到了净化。
Alright.
Yeah, one more. From 幸运星，感恩 Guruji 的精彩讲课。 谢谢您，要记住 Krishna 是否就要记住我是灵魂的觉知，有灵性的职责，才能够与 Krishna 联系在一起。那这个我是不是自私呢？ 要记住 Krishna 是否就要记住我是灵魂的觉知，有灵性的职责，才能与 Krishna 联系在一起？ In order to remember Krishna, if it's true that I have to always remember that I am the consciousness of the soul, and I have a spiritual duty. Then in this case, I can actually have the connection with Lord Krishna. However, because here she's saying about to remember I am the jiva. So in this case, because I am thinking about the I am the jiva. So if I'm thinking about I, does that mean that it's a kind of a selfish attempt?
No, that's real ego. If we're thinking, if we know what a jiva is, a jiva is a servant of Krishna. If we just think, my body just think I'm a soul, but they don't think they're a jiva because a jiva is an individual person. And so, if we're thinking I am a new Krishna, that's real ego. That's good.
这个这里面这个我不是自私的，这里面这个我其实说的是真我。就如果我们要真的知道这个真正的jiva个体灵魂是什么的话，如果我们要真的了解这个个体灵魂jiva它是 Krishna 的永恒的普能的话，那么这会儿这个我它展现出来是真我。可是Mayavadi当他在说这个jiva个体灵魂的时候，他没有。 So, Maharaj, just now say the Mayavadi, when they think about the jiva, they are, could you repeat that part again about Mayavadi's philosophy?
They don't really think about the jiva. They don't know what the soul is. They just think it's something spiritual that's part of some unknown thing.
Okay, now Mayavadi呢, 他其实并不知道有jiva灵魂这一回事, 他也不会去想着就是有jiva这件事, 他只是想着, 他是和 某一个不知晓的东西, 混合在一起。
So it's hard to describe. We don't know what they're thinking exactly because they always talk about this oneness, nothingness. And,
but our understanding is 对于玛雅巴迪他们这个想法其实是很难以去真正的描述清楚的，因为我们并不知道玛雅巴迪他现在到底是怎么想的，因为他们总是在探讨的是关于一呀、合一的这个概念，但是到底他是怎么想的，其实不知道的。Marsh, you're going to say more?
Hare Krishna.
I'm ready.
Hare Krishna. 是这样，就是这个幸运星曼特基，我想他是想问，就是我是，他们说我是灵魂的知觉这个问题嘛？他说这个我是是不是自私的？他也可能想强调一下这个问题。
库鲁说不是啊，库鲁刚才说这不是自私的。
好的。
Okay, Sadhguru Maharaj, you want to probe further about this Maharaj's question. She's asking that she said that I am. So if the I am is selfish, but from what I heard you say that that's not selfish because that is real self.
If you're thinking I am a servant of Krishna, that's humble, that's not selfish. If you're thinking, I am a great person, I am a beautiful woman, or I am an ugly man, or whatever, that's all selfish. If you're thinking, I am a servant of Krishna, that's proper.
就是如果是把我是给想象成我是 Krishna 的仆人的话，那么这就是非常谦卑的一种想法，它就不是自私的。但是如果要是想到我是个男人，我是个女人，或者是我是一个非常伟大的人，如果是以这样的这种想法去想的话，那就是自私的。就只要想着自己不是 Krishna 的仆人都是自私的，但是如果是想着自己是 Krishna 的仆人就不是自私的。三位妈咪，你觉得这样行吗？
嗯，好的，好的，谢谢马然。
That's, you know, this is that because of Buddhist teaching, in Mayavadi, that to think of your anything is sense gratification. Even think of going to the spiritual world or being with God, you should think of nothing. You know, you don't want to try to be an enjoyer. We don't want to be an enjoyer in the material world. We want to be in the spiritual world. We're doing what's good for everyone. So that's why we get these questions. But there's false ego and real ego. False ego is I am this body, whatever kind of body it is, a demigod body or a big body, but to think this is me, that is false ego, but to think I am a servant of Krishna, I'm a spiritual soul person meant to serve Krishna, that's real ego, that's good. That's... Selfish would mean I serve you, Krishna, and I want Krishna to give me something. That's selfish.
那比如说像这个 Mayavadi 他们在想的是，我现在要不活动，然后呢，我最终呢要和 Krishna 合一，然后呢要成为主，要合一的这种状态。但是作为奉献者来说呢，他要处的这种状态就是我是 Krishna 的仆人，那我要为 Krishna 来服务。那我们有一个真我，还有一个假我。那这个真我呢，也就意味着当我觉得我是 Krishna 的仆人的时候，这会儿就是处在一个真我的状态。但是呢，如果我要是处在一个躯体化的概念，我是跟这个躯体相关的那个身份的话，那就是自私的状态。所以呢，就是这个自私的状态，也就意味着我现在如果是服务 Krishna， 但是呢，我之后要从 Krishna 那儿想得到些什么，那会儿这个就是自私的。但是如果我要是就是无私的处在一个和 Krishna 做服务的这种服务的为他仆人的这个状态上呢，那就是无私的，就是处在真我的状态。
嗯，
Maharaj, the next question from Anran. 请问咕噜如何做才是适合自己的服务呢？是按照自己的本性特长去学习，继续深造中医的技术，然后做服务。这怎么做就会花费更多的时间和精力，还是直接把感官？这么做就会花费更多的时间和精力，还是直接把感官全部的直接做奉爱服务的更好呢？ Maharaj, my question is that what is the proper way for me to do the service to the Lord? One way is that I just, you know, try to develop my skill based on my nature. Means that for my case is that, you know, I just study further about the Chinese traditional medication, and then using this, Chinese traditional medication to do some service. However, if I'm doing this, probably I will spend a lot of energy and time on this. Or another way is that I just directly to engage all of my senses to the devotional service of the Lord. So which approach is a better approach?
That's what devotional service is, using all our senses in the service of the Lord.
那么奉爱服务呢，本来就是把我们所有的感官全部都用在对 Krishna 的服务中。Yeah, I guess, well, Marge, I think she's, Marge, but I think what she's saying that in one way is that, using her medication skill to do service. And the other way is that to forget about that. Just to engage of her senses to chant.
What are the meditation skills? I don't know what these meditation skills are.
Medication, Chinese physician. 就顾主说不知道您这中医的技术都是些啥技术。I guess massage and also
Chinese meditation or
traditional medicine.
That's good. If you can't help the body. We have to utilize what that's utilizing. I thought you said meditation.
Medication. I'm talking about the medicinal treatment.
Serving devotees is most pleasing to Krishna.
Okay, so, 那其实您可以用这个中医的这个技术来服务奉献者。那如果要是能服务奉献者的话呢，就是最取悦 Krishna 的一个方式。
So that's very good if we can help devotees be healthy, because then they can all do more service for Krishna.
所以呢，这特别好。如果您要是能够帮奉献者变得越来越健康的话，那就意味着奉献者能够为 Krishna 做更多的服务。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question.那很好，这很好，就是用您的这个中医的技术去做服务，这事儿很好。So the next question from 花环妈的机，明白咕噜，明白大家，我把奉献者带入乡村唱诵活动，开始我是不在乎别人的眼光，后来被我家的村民说，娶了个傻媳妇儿，我是不在乎的，但他们说我的行为打扰他人。 那我要继续做这样的服务传播圣名还是停止打扰？ Maharaj, please accept my venerable obeisances. My venerable obeisances to all the devotees. I took the devotees to the village where I am living to engage in some chanting activity. In the beginning, I don't really care how the others think about me. But later, the villagers criticize on my husband, say that he married a very foolish girl. And I don't care about that. However, later, the villagers said that my behavior is a big disturbance to them. So, what do I do? Shall I continue the service of preaching the holy name, or I should stop the disturbance to the others?
No, you just find people who like it. That's the thing. Some people, they don't like Krishna, that's all. They don't know what it is. So we hope we can educate people, be kind to people, give them some prasada.
那首先呢，我们要去找一些喜欢这个唱诵圣名的人。还有呢，就是我们确实会遇到这样的问题，就有些人他会喜欢圣名，有些人不喜欢圣名的原因是因为他不知道这个唱诵是什么，也出于他的这个愚昧。所以我们也应该做的一件事情呢，就是帮助去，就是去教育这些人，去教导他们，告诉他们这圣名到底是什么。还有呢，就是要对他们要更好一些，比如说给他们吃一些 prasada。Mark, you're going to say some more? This is the last question. There was no more.
Okay, that's about normal. Good questions, some of them. The thing is, like, whatever we have, if we can use it to serve the body, somebody knows medical treatment, it's very important because sickness is just part of life, you know.
今天大家还是问了很多的这个好问题，那么这个核心呢，就是我们要把我们所拥有的一切用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。那么这个比如说这个医疗上的这个治疗也是非常的重要的，因为这个我们的这个身体确实还是很打扰我们。So, Mark, we end the class or what?
Yeah, if that's it, thank you very much.
Okay,
Hare Krishna.
非常感谢大家 ，Hare Krishna。我们今天这课呢就到这儿。Mark, thank you so much.
Okay, so we stay function J. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you. 瓦昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常的感恩 Krishna Maharaj 我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的这些问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者提出的这么多好的问题。谢谢萨利玛吉我们安排的这个平台，深深的顶拜大家 ，Hare Krishna。